So.
Well, Erica Huss is with us. Erica Huss is the program manager for the Hub. That is a group, the Central Upper Peninsula, helping businesses here. And good morning to you, Erica.
Good morning, Jack. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for doing this. I'm interested in the Hub program, first of all, before we talk about these grants that have been the first round here, and of course more are coming down the road. But tell me about the organization to begin with and how it gets its funding, all the basics.
All right. Well, we are the Central Upper Peninsula Small Business Support Hub. We go by the Hub for short. We're one of 27 regional entrepreneurial small business support hubs that were established throughout the state of Michigan. They're established with federal grant funds that are American Rescue Plan Act, state and local fiscal recovery funds, so COVID-19 relief funding that were awarded to the state. And the Michigan Economic Development Corporation was tasked with creating a program to help small businesses. So they created these 27 regional hubs. Our hub here in the Central UP is one of three. There is the MTech hub that covers the western end of the Upper Peninsula. The eastern hub is covered by Chippewa County EDC. And here in the Central UP, we have seven strategic partners that partnered together to apply for the grant, and the Lake Superior Community Partnership is the coordinating partner. Essentially, we were created to help businesses that were adversely affected by COVID-19 rebound. And because our counties are considered rural counties, all rural counties have been designated as adversely impacted by COVID-19. So not only businesses that were in business at the time of COVID, but also because we lost so many businesses, we're looking to help startup businesses as well and grow our entrepreneurial network and get essentially extend those resources out into underserved areas within the seven counties we serve. We serve.
Erica, is this a never-ending stream of money? Because COVID's been gone for a while, as a pandemic anyway. Is it a time limit? How much, will you be able to keep doing this?
It's time limited. Our grant is $3.4 million over the course of just about 3 years, and it will extend into September of 2026. Right now, there is an independent agency reviewing all of our hubs to determine how effective we are, which there's good news. We are very effective. And they're hoping to be able to identify ways that we could continue this. But for now, it ends in 2026.
So what type of businesses do you try to help? I know your first round of grants that you announced in this press release, Erica, covered, several, and of course there's more coming. So what kind of businesses are you trying to help?
Small businesses in Alger, Berga, Delta, Dickinson, Marquette, Menominee, and Schoolcraft counties. Small business is defined as one that has less than 500 employees, isn't dominant in their field, and is independently owned and operated. So most businesses in our region here in the Central UP will qualify.
Okay, so if I own Jack's Hot Dog Stand,
correct,
and I would be at the top of my field, but anyways, how would I, at Jack's Hot Dog Stand, how would I go about coming to you for help?
That's the easy part. We are at marquette.org/thehub, pretty easy. And any businesses that is looking to for assistance in any way would go to marquette.org/thehub, click on the Coral Get Connected button on our page, and complete an intake form to let us know who they are, where they are, and how to get a hold of them, and as well as determine if they're eligible, which I said most will be.
So what do you ask of businesses? Like, if I came to you and said I want to try a new brand of ketchup and relish from my hot dog stand. Would that qualify? Like, what are some of the basic criteria? You don't want a bunch of fluke applications, I'm sure. Mine would be a fluke. Believe me, my hot dogs would be good if I had a hot dog stand. But anyways.
Chicago-style hot dogs?
Of course. And which means
okay.
No ketchup.
So the hub isn't just about the grants. We do have grants available, but businesses need to be participants of the hub. What that means is they need to start working with one of our small business resource navigators. We've hired 4 staff, boots on the ground, to meet businesses where they are, and they would either need to attend a program or receive coaching and consulting services from either a navigator or one of our partner agencies. And then when the grant window opens, the next one is in January, they would qualify. So not only do they have to get connected, they also need to take advantage of the services. Let us help and refer you to what's available. We're not looking to replace any of the agencies that already exist. What we're looking to do is connect businesses that may not know about them with those agencies so that even when the grant is over, they still have the assistance. They can access all of those resources because now they know exactly where they are and who to go to.
Anything else, Erica, you want to mention that I did not cover? You mentioned the web address. We should probably repeat that. But for any businesses listening, your next round of grants will be coming soon. So if there's anyone listening, what might they do?
Anyone listening, go to marquette.org/the hub. We have a whole host of information about the hub. We also host events, in-person events in each county, each quarter. And we have the slide decks, and they can not only take advantage of by signing up and getting connected with the hub, but also there's a lot of resources right on our website. And we have a webinar coming up on January 15th that will let everybody know all the things that they need to know about our direct grants before the grant window opens up on January 17th.
Okay, we'll link to that on our website, RadioResultsNetwork.com. Erica Huss from The Hub has been with us talking about help for small businesses in the wake of COVID-19 here in the UP. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me.